Europe's airlines and hotel and tour operators fear abrupt changes to coronavirus travel rules by governments are killing their chances to salvage something of a wrecked vacation season. The British government's sudden decision this weekend to add Spain to its list of at-risk countries forced tens of thousands of Britons already holidaying in Spain to quarantine for 14 days on their return. It also upended plans for tens of thousands of others scheduling vacations. Britain isn't alone in opting for caution. This weekend saw Ireland omit Britain from a list of safe countries, telling its citizens it should be avoided for all but essential travel. France has issued a warning about travel to Spain. Norway, too, is advising against travel to Spain. Almost 40 countries worldwide have reported record single-day increases in coronavirus infections during the past week, and fears of an imminent second wave of the pandemic in Europe are also mounting. The highest number of coronavirus cases are in the U.S., with over 4.1 million cases reported, followed by Brazil with more than 2.3 million, India with over 1.3 million, Russia with over 811,000, and South Africa with more than 434,000 cases reported. French authorities have charged a Rwandan church volunteer who confessed to setting on fire the 15th century Nantes Cathedral. The local prosecutor's office said the 39-year-old asylum seeker, who has lived in France for several years, was detained Saturday for a second time. He'd been held for a day, questioned and released immediately after the fire on July 18th. After initially denying it, the prosecution says the suspect admitted being responsible for the fire that started in three different places at the Cathedral of St. Peter and St. Paul. The man's lawyer says he bitterly regrets his acts. This is VOA News. U.S. Special Envoy Brian Hook said Sunday that a deep rift among Gulf Arab states had gone on for too long, and he urged them to rebuild trust and unity. Hook spoke to reporters from Doha after meeting Qatar's foreign minister. Gulf states Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and non-Gulf state Egypt cut ties with Qatar in mid-2017 over accusations it supports terrorism. Doha denies the charges and says the bloc aims to infringe on its sovereignty. The Taliban accused Afghan security forces Sunday of rearresting insurgents who had been released as part of a crucial prisoner swap meant to kickstart peace talks. They said the National Directorate of Security, or NDS, had detained an unspecified number of insurgents released under the exchange program, warning Kabul would bear responsibility for the consequences. The spokesman for Afghanistan's National Security Council said the claim was incorrect. The prisoner swap has been a major stumbling block in getting Kabul and the Taliban to start peace talks. Under a deal between the U.S. and the Taliban, the Afghan government is supposed to release 5,000 insurgent prisoners, while the Taliban frees 1,000 government inmates. Kabul has released most of the 5,000, but the NDS has said some of the Taliban inmates are returning to the battlefield. Peace talks were originally supposed to begin March 10th, but the deadline passed amid political disarray in Kabul and as the prisoner swap stalled. In the months since, violence levels have soared across Afghanistan, with the Taliban carrying out nearly daily attacks against security forces. And the Council of Europe said Sunday it's alarmed that Poland's right-wing government is moving to withdraw from a landmark international treaty combating violence against women. Poland's justice minister said over the weekend that Monday he will begin preparing the formal process to withdraw from the Istanbul Convention, the world's first binding instrument to prevent and combat violence against women, from marital rape to female genital mutilation. A previous centrist Polish government signed the treaty in 2012, and it was ratified in 2015 when the justice minister called it a feminist creation aimed at justifying gay ideology. The treaty was spearheaded by the Council of Europe, the continent's oldest human rights organization, and its secretary general condemned the right-wing Law and Justice government's plan to withdraw on Sunday. The Council of Europe emphasized that the Istanbul Convention's sole objective is to combat violence against women and that the treaty does not explicitly mention gay marriage. But that has not stopped the backlash to it in Hungary and Slovakia. And that's all we have time for. This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Happy.